The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv.
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat Improv is, of course, the only improv podcast where we bring on guests to tell meaty stories from their lives, and then we do improv comedy based on those stories. Today's the last in our series of couple podcasts. We stretched the rules a little bit last week with Amanda Sicco and Jenny Pearson.
Yes.
They've been best friends for 17 years. That counts as something, right?
Yeah.
But this week, enough about last week's guest. Let's talk about this week's guest. It's Victoria Longwell.
Hello.
And Dave Tooney.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Returning guest, Dave Tooney.
Our second returning guest. A distinguished position here on the Meat Improv.
I don't take that title lightly.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on. Yeah. I was thinking before this, I think it was because I was listening to a sad song.
What was the song?
It's called I Love You All the Time. It's by...
Sounds really nice.
It is by Eagles of Death Metal, but... but they did that. They had like a play it forward thing after the their part of that terrorist attack at the Bataclan in Paris.
Yep. Yeah.
And I watched that documentary recently.
Yeah.
It's a heavy documentary. In case you didn't know that, if any of you listeners are out there going to check it out, I mean it's really good. But
what's it called?
I think it's called. I don't know what the name of the documentary is called. I think it's just the Eagles of Death Metal or Eagles of Death Metal.
If you Google
something.
That, Eagles of Death Metal.
It's on HBO.
Oh,
yeah.
HBO. Okay.
But it's basically about they go back to Paris to play another show for the survivors. Oh. I don't want to get too much into this because it is real heavy. But like, they describe that night, and like, I didn't realize what a nightmare it was for them. Like, I mean, I obviously did, but like, whenever you hear something like, "Oh, the band." Like, when I heard about it, I was like, well, the band probably got out of the way. But they had to, like, hide on the side of the stage and then wait till people reloaded to run across. And then they were stuck in the building for, like, 2.5 hours, like, hiding from these fucking terrorists. The police took 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Because there was other shit going on in Paris.
Sure.
But, like, yeah, they go over that in the documentary. It's crazy. It was like they were literally, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So... There's a song there called I Love You All the Time, and they had other bands cover it, and there's this really pretty cover. I'm like a sucker for a sad song. Like, I really like...
Really?
Yeah, I like a sad
Dave
song.
Dave doesn't like sad things.
Mm-mm. Really?
Not really. No, like, really, like, sad songs. I bet when I was younger, maybe. I'm going to say maybe not. But now... we've talked about this, and this is something I've tried to do. I try to do this year, but sad. Like, I'm a very much a light movie guy. By that I mean, like, give me an action movie, give me a comedy, give me like an obnoxious action movie where it's like I can't. There's no feelings involved here.
like John Wick 2.
Yeah, yeah, like a John Wick 2, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Oh, boy.
But this year I'm trying to see some let's see some meaningful movies.
I need to
I need to do a few things. Like, one, I'm like, oh, maybe it'll help me as an actor to see Oscar worthy performances, and those are often in downer movies or sadder movies, right?
They're not like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Oh man, if Wedding Crashers could be Oscar nominated. And then also I think I just want to feel more, experience those feelings more. I think it'll make me a better human being, or a more complete human being. so it's definitely like I definitely like light movies, but I'm trying to push that. And we like watched most of the almost all the Oscar ones.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Manchester by the Sea?
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Yeah.
That's definitely
a heavier movie.
Yeah.
Last year, I'd have been like, nah, I don't need to see that. Let's skip it. watch Fences.
Yeah, we watched all of them.
Yeah, watch some of the harder ones. For me,
difficult
one, and it's good. I always after it's over, I'm usually the same two things I say. I feel like, oh, I'm really glad I saw that. I don't need to see that again, mm-hmm. but I'm glad I saw
that. No, and then we have to watch like a cartoon or an episode of something funny before we go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, it'll like turn like an old James Bond movie or something. That's definitely a thing I gotta do. Do you feel like, after you listen to those sad songs, are you tapping into like, yeah, that reminds you of this thing or this thing? Or like, where does that take you when you listen to that stuff?
I don't know. Certainly some sad songs remind me of certain times in my life. I don't know why I just, like, I have a whole playlist called Rainy Day Music.
Nice. You just like to really lean into.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But I like I think a lot of it's just that it's pretty. But if it, like, sort of, like, I don't know. I think, like, if a good sad song or just, like, a song with any sort of, like, heart in it,
mm-hmm.
for some reason I appreciate those more. Because I feel like they can so easily teeter over to, like, oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it's, like, if they do it right, I really like it. Like, yeah. I really like this Daniel Johnston song, Worried Shoes. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of that one?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's a very sad song. It played on a day where I got bad news at work.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I remember I was just like, you know what? Repeat. I'm just like at work, getting bad more.
You will lean into that.
I kind of do, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not the best thing to do.
I don't know. I think that might be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To like do that for a minute so then it's all out of your system.
Yeah. Yeah. So like really experience.
Dave's gonna explode on all of us one day.
They do feel more honest though. In some ways I feel like they feel more honest than like might as well be walking on the sun. Or something like that, right?
Yeah. Like a sad song you're saying?
Yeah, sad song can sometimes feel more honest than a Smash Mouth walking on the sun.
Thanks for calling them out. Finally, someone took them down a peg.
It is weird to... It is, I think, tough to be genuine, like sad or genuinely heartfelt. This is sort of tangential, but I got a free month of CBS All Access. So CBS... CBS is like doing their own Netflix thing. So like if you have another streaming service or whatever, you can't get CBS because they're like trying to be all in-house or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
So I got a free month of it. So I've been trying to watch a month of CBS because I never watch CBS.
Yeah.
Jesus, man, how much free time do you
I just want to see what's on CBS. They have
this is great news for whoever invented that app. Like,
it's working. Well, they're only getting a free month out of me. Yeah. But they have like Kevin James is on there, Matt LeBlanc is on there, all these like huge. They all have their own shows on CBS, but their sitcoms are like. They're so bland in a like in each episode, like the character goes through something and sort of has like a heartfelt moment, but it feels so weird that you would watch that to sort of like watch a character go through a change because it's like the most broad strokes of like I watched a great Indoors episode, which is like
don't know what that is. Yeah, please.
Joel McHale. And he was, like, too old in the episode, and he was, like, trying to date a young person. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he realized, like, maybe he does want commitment. And I was, like, the whole thing just felt, it was, like, who is this for? Like,
right.
You either, like, watch a sad movie or you don't care, I think. I don't think you, like, go, like, that was enough for me. I think it's weird to be, like, I think it's tough to, like, be genuine in a way that doesn't feel like you're just doing it for the sake of doing it,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like you've talked me into the great indoors. I'm like, that's right up my alley.
It is.
Oh, yeah, really surface level.
Yeah, maybe that's a nice little scaffold.
Free month,
eh? Into it.
Free
yeah?
month.
A free month okay. of it. Yeah, that's great.
Cool. You got to watch Survivor if you're doing CBS.
Should I do that
yes,
one?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
All right, I'll try Survivor. I'm just dabbling in them.
I think there's like been 30 Survivors.
There's like 33, 34
there's
Survivors.
There's something to it.
Yeah.
Get on board.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to give a nod to those listeners who've been listening for the last three episodes. And we're like listening to couples that are like, I'm alone. I see you. I hear you. I see you. I feel for you out there, my lonely listener.
okay. That's where that was going? That was the...
sort of. I wanted to just give a little nod to
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
We're at the end of it now, so...
Well, I don't get you at all.
Do you need like a villain for yeah. like, against the
oh my
lonely people? Do you have a? Do you have any of you have like a song that? I'm trying to. This might be a not a gimme question at all, but like a song that like helps you.
Oh, okay.
Through like a or that you maybe it's a. I don't know, a song mm-hmm. you associate with the time that you're like that helped you through something. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get it real quick.
Oh.
Oh.
How about you? Do you have one?
Oh, that helped me get through like a breakup or something,
or like an album or anything like that that you like associate with the time.
Yeah, I mean, when I moved to New York, that was like when I really started walking around all the time with like you know headphones on, listening mm-hmm. to music, but. Truly, for me, that was like all Rihanna and Drake. And they really helped me feel like a confident person walking around New York City.
Oh, that's a yeah. good one.
Yeah.
When did you move here from New York?
2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
There is a...
Oh, boy.
I mean,
Dave,
Spotify,
that is a humongous phone.
It's a huge phone. It's an iPhone 6S Plus with the biggest case you could put on.
Which he... put on it during one of our very early dates during dinner. We had to watch a how-to YouTube video.
We went to where
I
we
been on your phone.
Yeah. We went to where? We went to
Night like, and Market, which was really good.
Mm-hmm. And I just got the phone and I was just taking it out and I was taking it out in public and I'm like, I can't drop it. This case is coming. I can't drop it. I was so careful with it, like a baby. And then the case came and I was like, cool, I'm going to get this on. Then I'm not going to have to worry about it anymore. And I'm excited to see it and get it on. But it is a burden of a case. Speaking of feeling, so I made this playlist on Spotify called Songs That Make Me Feel Whatever. Oh. So this is I tended to try to make a list that would make me feel things.
Whatever.
But there is and maybe you guys know who this artist is. I just want to go to the artist page, so I don't mean to play it alone. Do you know an artist by the name of, oh man, I wish I had my glasses on. How do you pronounce that?
Oh, that's, I don't know.
It's Let me take a look.
It's at the bottom.
Igiorni?
No, under that.
Ludovico Einaudi? Nope, no idea. Is yeah. that classical music?
It's like a classical. Like he plays piano, and right. I don't know how I heard it or where I heard the song, but I got a hold of his name, and then I found the song, and I think I heard it like in a yoga class or something. But it's like very. It does like make me feel stuff.
And it's play like, it.
Yeah.
Hold it right up to that mic. Mm-hmm. I can hear it great.
And it's only this. Like, oh, it's only like only piano. He's the selfless, I believe. It's also pretty slow. Which is one of my problems with those types of songs because I do like... I'm not a child, but I do like poppy punk music, like fast paced, big chords.
Mm-hmm.
I love that stuff.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Wait, can I change mine? The song that I sang?
Yeah.
Or chose? Because I would say one of my big songs is I Am Lovin' You by the Avett Brothers, which is like a great, sad, emotional song, to which Dave has a fantasy of doing silent improv, where during the song it's just a guy being attacked by like zombies or other humans, and he just has to murder them one by one while this song is playing.
Yeah, sounds like a John Wick scene, probably.
Yeah.
Also, you can do that. Just call it a sketch. Waiting for the day it happens. And
that sounds like a lot of work, Josh. Writing stuff
all
down.
Sketching.
No, thanks.
Cool. Mine's M. Ward. Well, there's a bunch of different ones for me.
I've never heard of this person.
M. Ward. He's just like a, he does like She and Him with Zooey Deschanel.
Sure. Oh, okay.
But he, his second album, I think, at Wasteland Companion, I think. I listened to that like just during, it wasn't even like a very sad moment in my life. It was just like after college, before moving to LA, like I was in Milwaukee just like delivering pizzas. Like, what am I doing?
Yes.
And I was listening to that album the whole time. So whenever that plays, I'm just like, boom, right back in my in my
I love
car
that when it takes pizza. You back like that.
Yeah,
I love that stuff. I love those songs.
And there's a little bit of happiness in that one too.
Uh huh.
Even though it's just like that wasn't that bad.
And it can bring, and then in retrospect, like it can become a happier song because you do think of this past moment. You're like, you know, it was a sad moment, but it can become this like, oh yeah, all right, and it takes you back, and suddenly it's
yeah,
like,
yeah. Jake,
there's a Lord Huron album.
There's a Lord. Oh. There's a Lord.
I like Lord Huron.
Is that right,
Lord Huron? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That whole album, I like went through like a crush, having a crush, and then dating, and then like it falling apart. And I listened to that because I think there's like songs of all those things of like. Yeah, like loving somebody and then like being sad and alone. So like the album, just like I just kept listening to it, and it sort of like I would listen to certain songs on repeat during different parts of that sort of relationship. I don't think I could. I don't think I could go back and listen to that album now. It's kind of like
yeah,
that'll pull me back into it.
I've had one of those too.
Yeah, where it's like
a girl that got me. Fleetwood Mac, she like really liked Rumors and like got me into that album. I'd like heard songs, but I was like, oh my god, this album from front to back is amazing. And then and now every time I hear it, I'm like, god damn it. That one takes me back, although it's fine now.
When I see Rambo action figures from the first Rex movie, it makes me think of when I had the flu when I was a kid. I don't even like thinking about it.
Not the movie, just the action figures.
Just the action figures, because I played with them while I was pretty sick, and I'm like, I'm going to try to play, but I was so sick, and then I was like, I don't feel good. And then when I got better, I looked at those toys, I was like, I don't want to play with you anymore. So I get it.
Improv!
All right, into Warrior One. Everybody, extend your hands, back straight. There you go, Jake. There you go. Just bring your chest back. Dave, you crying? What's going on over there, pal?
Huh? No, it's just...
Do you need to take a second from the class, or...
No, I'm good. I'm good. Just, you know, just getting into the pose. Just stretch it.
Okay, well, don't push yourself too hard. You know, if you haven't been here, you haven't been here in a whole week, so take your time, everything.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we are going to go down over our front leg. Great.
Sorry, can I move?
Back up into Warrior Two.
Do it. I don't want to disrupt the class, but may I move? He's really falling apart over here.
Okay, Maggie, if you want to move, I guess, a little bit. It is a sold-out class today.
I'm sorry. Well, can we...
Hey, Dave. There's no other way to describe your sobbing as except for uncontrollable.
What is that song playing right now?
Oh, this piano tinkling?
Yeah. What is this piano tinkling?
I don't know. It's just a Pandora playlist. I put relaxation in there.
Can you... pause the class for a second and
oh yeah, we have
look at
paused.
Your phone and
no,
Tell me what the song is and who sings it.
Yeah, I can go to the desktop computer we have over in the corner of the studio. But okay, everyone, you still kind of waiting there in Warrior One? You're okay, back over the front leg.
Okay.
Back up. Left arm extended. Right arm back. Now we're in Warrior Two. Hold it. Hold it.
You've got mail.
Oh. Hold on. How do you work with a Windows 98 PC?
Hey, are you looking for new shoes? Come on down to the shoe warehouse.
Sorry about this, everybody.
We got new shoes for days coming in on President's Weekend to get an extra 20% off.
Dave, are you crying at the shoe commercial now?
Like, what is that for? Is that for, like, Rogan shoes, or is that,
I don't know.
Athlete's foot, or, what's that?
I don't think it's for athlete's foot.
It's a shoe. Athlete's foot?
No, that's a disease. That's a fungus.
Oh, it's also a store. It's also, where's the sale happening?
I think it was WSS Shoe Warehouse.
Shoe Warehouse, yeah.
Oh. I didn't. I don't care. I was trying to close out of that. Yeah. The Pandora page.
Why did that make you cry?
It's just like,
oh, gosh.
When, shoes make me think of, like, you know, you put them on to walk out a door and, had a lady who, walked out of my life. And, it's. Shoe stores make me think of that, you know, and
okay,
I'm sorry.
Back up on your feet, everybody. Back up on your feet. Boy, we all just fell apart right there. Back up on your feet. I'm sorry, I couldn't find the artist. The Pandora window closed.
The Pandora window closed on your Windows 98?
Yeah. It got overwhelmed by the pop-up ad from the shoe store email. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll just go in silence, okay? No distractions. We'll just do yoga in silence.
Okay.
With the exception of my voice. All right. Let's go into Downward Dog. Everybody, Downward Dog. Jake, how many times do I have to tell you? Back straight. Hips up.
Private reminders, please.
I don't want to get into it with you again. Great, Maggie, looking good.
Thank you.
Head down a little.
Ding. Ding.
All right, buddy. Ding. That's the fetal position. That's not the downward dog.
I'm sorry. I gotta. First, I'm just going to move a little closer to Maggie here real quick. I'm just going to step closer to her. I feel like a real rock right now. I'm sorry, just like they had a dog and had to put that dog down recently. And
how recently?
Oh my gosh.
Two or three years ago. And just like it's all coming back to me. You know how it is? It's coming back to me. And I'm sorry, this is just a lot. This class is a lot. I mean, this is
Gary, why are you crying? Gary.
I had a dog. I had a dog, too.
Dave, Tony, you've ruined another yoga class.
Yeah. I'm feeling better right now, guys. Thanks. Yeah.
We pan out from the window. A little title card comes up. Sale at Athlete's Foot Gym. President's Day weekend.
That is a really bad name.
It's a terrible name, but it was like a Foot Locker.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. My mom had it. The Sheboygan Memorial Mall had the Athlete's Foot, and then eventually got a Foot Locker and ran the Athlete's Foot out of business.
Oh. It started in Sheboygan.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, there you go. There you go. For all our sad listeners out there. Gave you a little scene to meditate to.
Yeah.
You played a character called Sad Greg last time you were on the show.
For a guy who doesn't like to feel anything.
Yeah, those Oscar movies are paying off.
Yeah, right.
Although we pimped you into that, I think, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So let's get into the meat part of the show.
Cool.
We share stories. Would either of you prefer to go first?
Sure. Gentlemen first.
That's how it works. You didn't have to push Victoria off the bench.
My hip.
Gentlemen first. All right, Toonie.
This will involve both of us, though.
Perfect.
Buckle.
And this is, I don't know how meaty this is, but
no.
I, not surprising, but I did enjoy it. The two of us just went to Solvang recently. We went there last week.
Yep.
Solvang, if you're not in California, is a little Danish community.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I had to burp outside of the microphone listening area. It is about 2.5 hours north of LA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
North of LA. And it is the Danish capital of America.
Yep.
If you guys didn't know. We went there. Neither of us had ever been there before, but we wanted to go do something fun. So we went to Solvang, and it is a very Disney-like.
It is. It's like Danish Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we thought it would just be like a street of like Danish-style European homes, but it was like several streets of that. Would you say
it was?
And
there were tons of windmills.
Tons of windmills, which I love. And just like a weird specific town, which I love. And it was full of bakeries and
wine tasting.
And wine tasting rooms.
I feel like that's just a little bit of the California seeping into.
Yeah, oh, definitely. There's definitely like
it's
wine.
It's like right above Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And we went and it was also the first time using Hotels Tonight. It's an app. Have you guys used it?
I use it all the time.
I love it.
I love it. Life-changing. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's
Hotels Tonight?
Yeah.
So the app is, you go wherever you're going to go, and then you just open this app, and you can find, like, hotels. They'll give you rates for that night.
Okay.
And, like, what hotels and...
So it's like Open Table, but for hotels.
Yeah. And usually they'll find like good rates because like they're like, yeah, we have an opening tonight. We want to fill it tonight. So they might drop their rates a little bit and give you a cheaper deal.
Yeah.
And they're usually well reviewed hotels. Mm-hmm. You're not staying in like the worst of the worst or anything.
It's fun. You can also do it. Even if you live in the town, you like, I'll do Marina and I'll sometimes do like a staycation here in Los Angeles and we'll just go to like the Roosevelt.
That's what? So
That's
fun.
That's a great idea.
Dave.
Really great, and you just like keep an eye on it, and it's like, oh yeah, like it's a little bit. You're staying in the town you live in, so you're paying to do it, but it's like, oh, hang out by the pool all day, and
I never even thought of that. And there's so many hotels in LA that I want to stay in.
So many cool hotels.
Oh boy, I love Hotel Tonight. It's great.
Yeah, that's great. We went
another thing. Me and my single friends.
Do you want to do a hotel tonight with me?
Yeah. Oh, well, let's all do a hotel tonight.
A hotel
I'm
tonight
fine with
together.
That.
Oh, gosh. It'd be so
I would
great.
Love that.
Slumber party.
I almost, like, I want something to be very wrong with my apartment to have, like, an excuse to stay at the Beverly Hills Hilton or something like that or whatever it is. Or something nice place. But we went, and I don't know if I have, like, a big deal, big thing to this, a big climax to this story. It was just like a fun.
There isn't one.
We did walk around a bunch, and we went to a good bookstore where
It was a Hans Christian Andersen exhibit.
Yes,
okay. Like a little
museum. Who writes
the like the gruesome fairy tales?
Yeah.
And they have like a used section, and I was like, oh, used section, maybe they'll have some good books. Some of those books in the used section. And they're very old, but not like historically old, like $40 like used books. And I was thinking like a regular used bookstore where books are like $4.
Yeah.
$3. And these books are so pricey. Not all of them, but definitely some of them. And I was bothered by that.
And that was his main takeaway from our Valentine's trip.
Hotels tonight and
hotels tonight,
expensive
and
used books.
We said, I love you for no, that's not true. We did there. They did have like a, I don't know, one of those heraldry, like crest, like family crest shops, which we walked into for fun just to see if our names were in the big books of names that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Oh, I bought one. I bought a thing where like they could look up your ancestry and like find your crest. And I just got it. I was in New Orleans this weekend. And when I got back last night, there it was by my door, mailed to me. And it's like it's not very big. It's like the size of like two folders, and it's got my name and crest and like the meaning behind the Toonie name, which it's Toonie is derived from this other name. Two things about this: one, they don't give you anything real specific. They're like, it could be this or this, but there's also a third option. It could be this. So like, it didn't really get that specific, but it did derive from my name. Does derive from a different name. And there's a few names that derive from this other name, and one of them is Tennyson. And Tennyson is a name in my town where I grew up. I grew up in a Dutch town. And my sister in high school for a long time dated a Tennyson. No relation, but...
Gross!
But I did text my family a picture of this thing I got last night. And then my sister was like, oh, it's... It always did weird me out a little bit that those names were like somewhat linked. I'm going to frame it and put it up on my wall and be proud of my heritage that I don't really know the background of yet.
Whichever one it might be.
Last time you were on here, we also came across you had a big photo of yourself in a crown, I think, that you also framed.
I'm real proud of myself. I got to admit, guys. Yeah. I'm real proud.
Dave has no pictures of people in his apartment.
I don't. There's a couple on my refrigerator. That story I told you about with the picture of me in a crown, because my card gotten stolen, right?
Yeah.
My card got stolen again this past Christmas.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah. This is the fourth time.
Oh, my God.
It got stolen.
He might be the problem.
From my apartment. But they found it within 24 hours, and they caught the person who did it.
Whoa!
Because my car has low jack.
Whoa!
And once I reported it, I don't know what they do. They put up the bat signal or something like that, and low jack is beaming wherever, and the notification goes up to cops in the area, I guess, and they're like, "Yeah, we saw that car," and the cops went, got it, caught the guy. And I had my car back in 24 hours.
That's incredible.
Isn't that incredible?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and he's going to... I might have to go testify.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But what could you testify?
I think they wanted to testify that...
Other than, like, my car was gone and then they found it.
Yeah.
That is all true.
Case closed. And then I just walk out the courtroom. I high-five the bailiff. But the weird thing about that is I had to go up to there to high-five and then I walk back. I'm just like, hey, man... You got a thankless task there, buddy, and I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I approve of it.
You'd appreciate it.
The one thing I'll say about my car getting stolen, I know we're off on a different subject here, is that this guy had my car for less than 24 hours. There was garbage in every nook and cranny of my car. No. I haven't, you know, those like side things on your door, like where you can put like a map or something like that. There was garbage in both sides, on the passenger and my side. You know the place behind your seat where there was like a where you could put a map?
Yeah.
There was a bottle of pills in there and like garbage in there. There was garbage under my seat. There was a burned out joint in the ashtray that I haven't opened up in 6 years, 7 years. The whole thing was a mess. Yeah.
Wow.
In a day's time.
In less than a day's time. But I got my car back.
It's like a different kind of thief. Yeah. I'm going to steal this and I'm going to trash it. Yeah. I'm going to really get this.
And he like smoked, you could tell he like smoked cigs all day in it or something like that because it smelled like cigarettes.
He really just went for it.
He really went for it. But I got the car back.
Wow.
And that 98 Honda CR-V is safe and sound, all 190,000 miles of it. All
right.
Good to lose that bad boy.
What was your highlight from the Sylvain trip?
Drew? It was the first time Dave and I shared a hotel room, which I realized we shared a room before, so I guess it's not that strange, but it does feel different being in a hotel.
Yeah.
I don't know. My highlight is probably we like their pastries there are so good, and then I'm the only one who eats stuff like that in our relationship.
Yeah, I do just watch you eat that.
Yeah. But it feels good. There's a certain license because I feel like, well, I have to try this stuff for the both of us. So maybe that's my highlight. I did like wine. I did a little like wine by myself.
Oh, yeah, I'm not drinking right now, so she has to drink by herself.
Dave and I really went on two separate trips. And it was great. I'm talking real shit with the touch and telephones and
cockatrice. Hey, prof! Oh, hey, Victoria, thanks for letting me borrow that sweater. Just wanted to return it.
Sure.
Here you go.
Okay.
Might have got a... I had a bit of a night in it, so...
A bit of a night?
Yeah.
Like a gross night? What does that mean?
I just was out on the town, and... I'm just saying if you find a receipt in there, or... I don't want to say garbage, but if you find a little... I tried to get it back to you, okay, but... Just you know,
a French fry stuck to this sweater? What?
Yeah, there's a few fries in it, probably, and maybe a cheeseburger. I tried my best to clean it out after I wore it. You know, sometimes, like, you leave movie receipts in there, but there's probably a meal in it, and...
No. Huh? I never leave anything like that in my sweater.
What?
This is my favorite sweater.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
The night got carried away from me. I'm sorry. I'll pay for the dry cleaning. No, or
you don't need to pay for it. I just need to know about the night.
Okay. I was feeling pretty good. I found $5 and I went to Tommy's, original Tommy's, and I got a number one and they accidentally rang it up wrong. So they gave me two number ones and then I was like, cool. So I ate the one, but then I had the other one, right? So I put it in the sweater. And I got an extra fry and I put that in the sweater and. So I had a full meal in the sweater, and I was walking home, and then I think I attracted some dogs, and they chased me.
Victoria,
I'm going out tonight. Can I borrow that sweater of yours?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if you'd want to.
Please, I don't... Oh, my favorite. I love how it looks. Can I borrow? Wait, is this a sweater? Is this the sweater
yes.
I love so much?
Yes. That's a sweater. It's the sweater I love so much.
Are those? A bunch of burnt out Christmas lights in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to...
I was going
to
come to that next.
Like I said, those dogs were chasing me, right? And I was like, what don't dogs like? They flashing lights, right? To get some... So I pulled some off of a nearby house and I wrapped them around. And, you know, they fried on their way out and they singed in and they got burnt into the sweater.
The sweater's burnt? The sweater is burnt.
Slightly. It's a little burnt. It got it.
Looks like you put a piece of plywood, like when someone has like a broken window and they try to board up the window. It looks like you got a piece of plywood where the burn hole is.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to sew, but I do know how to fix a broken window. I thought a hole's a hole, right? So I nailed some boards across the hole.
It's not right.
I'm trying to make up for it. Things got away from me.
The sweater, you cannot salvage this sweater at this point. This is a...
It still is a good sweater.
This is a science project sweater now.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Can I still borrow it?
You want to wear this?
I'm meeting Robbie.
Oh, my God. You're fine.
I think he's the one.
We got to the date. Hey, how's it going? You look nice.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't want to, I guess, pry. Is there a dog in your sweater?
Yeah, there's a dog in my sweater.
Your dog?
I mean, my dog, not my sweater. All right. Not my dog, not my sweater. All right. This is my roommate's sweater. But there was a bit of an incident before this, and I didn't have time to kind of, give it a once over before I took it out of the town. But he won't be a problem, okay? Let's just sit down and get romantic.
Okay. Sure, yeah. Come, sit right here.
Oh, we're sitting on the same side in this this booth? Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I asked for the corner of the restaurant so we could neck a little.
Oh, I love necking.
Hey guys, how you doing over here? Sorry. I still haven't mastered
I should pretty clearly.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
No problem.
I'm Sherry. Let me know if I can get you anything. I'm so sorry, miss. Is there a fishing pole coming out of your sweater?
Oh yeah. There is. On the way over here, I took the ferry and I told a bunch of fishermen who were fishing off the ferry that I don't like their style and I think killing fish is wrong, and they attacked me with their fishing poles, and I managed to throw two of them into the lake, but the third one got me this fishing pole, but I didn't want to miss the date with Robbie, so I just kind of came over here, and anyways, you can probably feel the magic, so...
I'm gonna get out of here.
A bottle rocket shoots out of the sweater.
God! You hit that old man.
Sparks are flying. I'm sorry. On the way over here, I thought, who knows when I will take a song?
It sets the drapes on fire. Woo, woo! Fire department's here. Is that a hose in that woman's sweater?
My sweater was on fire before I got here. There was a fire which caused the ignition of the fireworks. But I was at a hose.
Oh my God.
He doesn't like water.
He doesn't like water.
Hey, welcome to Tiny Pages. Come on in. Take a look around.
Cool.
We got nonfiction in the back. We got fiction up here in this corner over here. We've got a little bit of historical. We got a little bit of cookbooks. We got any kind of thing you little need. And they're all used. Go ahead and find yourself a deal, all right?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, all right. I'll be over here if you need anything here at Tiny Pages. Just keep it down if you could. Okay. Oh, and here's a little bag of walnuts for each of you to walk around with.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Very small bag.
Yeah.
This is great.
Tiny.
Sure. This place is quaint, huh?
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, wow, look. And there's a Tom Sawyer.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Says it's $300.
Excuse me?
That's got to be $3.
Yeah, you're
$3.00.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, I see you found a little Mark Twain. Oh, a little bit of Americana. Okay, I see that. You want me to ring that up for you?
Maybe. I am interested. This is $3, surely, right? Not $300?
One of America's greatest writers, $3? I don't think so. That is a 1984 reprint of Tom Sawyer. Uh-huh. That'll be $300 there for you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that. Because it's a 1984 reprint.
Uh-huh.
No.
Of one of America's greatest works? Something you could pass down from generation to generation. Some would call that priceless. Sorry, I had a couple walnuts in my mouth.
Yeah, what? There are walnuts everywhere in this place. This might be public domain now. I forget when Twain died, or when he wrote this, this could be going into public domain. This might be free on Kindle.
No.
Let's see if this is free on Kindle.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly $9 at Barnes & Noble, if not free on Kindle.
No, this is you don't want to go to Barnes and Noble to get rid of that Kindle. This is a local bookstore. Okay,
yeah, it's free. It's free right here in the
oh my god
in the Kindle store. He kicks the Kindle. Hits a shelf, a bunch of walnuts fall. What the fuck? Hey! Oh my God. God damn it!
Okay.
Who broke my Kindle?
I'm sorry.
Now that's $300.
No. What is that? Is that a Paperwhite? No way. That looks like a third or fourth generation, which would make it even more valuable. Didn't help my argument on that one. Didn't help my argument.
Do you got?
God damn it!
Do you have like a bargain bin? Maybe I can get me some Crichton or some Grisham, like a nice legal paperback.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, fuck off, man! He just broke my Kindle. Just glossing over this.
Oh my God! You've been waiting for somebody to break that Kindle so you could bring up. I have a Kindle and it's broken.
Why would I want that?
You pull that Kindle out at every store we go into
because I like to have a little read.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is an interesting story. I wonder if my Kindle has anything on it. We get it. It's a book that holds a lot of books.
Well, you know what else holds a lot of books? Tiny Pages. Oh, all right, yeah. And I'll tell you what. We do have a barrel full of Crichton right over there. Great.
That's perfect.
You're going to have to dig through some walnuts to get to them, but there is anything you want there. We got
there's
the
books under all these walnuts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Think of it like a cereal box, and there's a little prize at the bottom.
Ow.
Oh, God.
All the way down. No. Oh, Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's a good one. You know, that's a prequel to The Lost World.
It came out first.
Yeah, it's a prequel to The Lost World.
The Star Wars franchise ruined that for everybody.
Yeah.
I guess technically, but nobody goes, did you see The Lost World prequel?
No.
There you go. Did you see Jurassic Park? Okay, well, I'm sure, you know, I'm looking for something to read on the train, but... Oh, boy.
What? What is it?
What is it? $9.50 is pretty expensive for a book.
$950?
Holy God! Almost a grand? It's missing a corner of the cover.
Yeah, it's torn
I got
a
question
off.
For you. I got a question for you. What do you think... We'll rein it in domestically. What do you think Jurassic Park pulled in movie theaters across the country? Ballpark it. Just make a guess.
$500 million?
$500 million. Good guess. It was $345 million.
Okay.
Good guess, though. It's worth $500 million. Now, that book right there, the book that started it all, you tell me that isn't worth $950 when that movie made over $300 million?
It costs $3 to rent the movie.
Yeah. This is printed after the movie came out. It's supposed to have pictures of the movie in the middle of the book, and I don't see them.
You're one of those people that likes the books when it's got the pictures from the movie.
Yeah,
there.
I am. I don't. You'd like rather to have imagine.
The cover. You'd rather have the cover feature stars from the movie than the original artwork from the yes. original book.
Yeah. Yes. I would. But I'm not paying $950.
Put that back under those walnuts, then. All right. No. Put those back under those walnuts. You don't deserve that book.
Fine.
Yeah. You know what? If you're looking for a deal, if you're looking for a steal.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay, then why don't you go ahead and look over in that corner there. We got some poetry.
Perfect.
You guys like poetry?
I love poetry.
Good. It's a steal, and you also got a meal. There's some walnuts over there if you want to go ahead and grab any of those there. All right. Go ahead and take a look at that.
I think I've had enough walnuts at this point.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, don't spoil the dinner. Take a look. What's it got in your hand right there?
Little Emily Dickinson. She's my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. They call her the godmother of poetry. Like the godfather of stuff?
Sure. I got it.
Just enjoying some walnuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Figure if you broke my Kindle, I'm going to eat you out of business.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
So this book only has... three of her poems in it?
Yeah, the top three.
Just three
poems. How many did she write?
So many more than three.
Okay, how many can you name?
That's neither here nor there.
No, it's not, but I can only name three.
But you didn't write the book.
We got ourselves a reader over here. You're right. I look nothing like Emily Dickinson. I am guilty as charged. There's no doubt about that. I definitely didn't write it.
Okay.
But that book can be yours.
These are my three favorite. I like the cover art.
Yeah.
This is $3,000?
But take a look closely at that. Someone highlighted a good portion of that book already. All right.
Who highlighted it?
Do you know do you know John Rasu? He's got to be in 11th grade by now. He brought it in after they had to read it in 7th grade.
Cling, cling. Hi, I'm here to exchange some books.
John, good to see you.
Hi. Yeah, I got some old books here. I'd like to, just to see what I can get for them.
Okay, what do you got there, John?
Here's a Clancy.
Oh, boy. We're talking 500. Okay. I can see that right off the bat.
Very cool. This is a cliff notes of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, my God. You don't even have to read the whole thing. That saves time and money, so you can spend more money on this cliff notes. We're going to put that in at a sweet 700 flat.
Thank you. And, of course, this is an instruction manual to a refrigerator my dad bought.
Oh, my God. A Frigidaire 271. They don't even make these anymore. I'm a bit of a fridge buff. I'm going to give you, for this one, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you 2,000 for this now. 2,500?
Yeah.
Okay, 2,500. I'm going to sell for $5,000.
All right, I'm letting you fleece me here.
John!
He leaves, gets in a Lamborghini.
I'll tell you what, that boy's on a summer reading program, and he is voracious.
Victoria, come join us. Join us on the couch. Dave was just telling us about your honeymoon.
Oh, my gosh.
He was talking about all his favorite parts.
Oh, my gosh. No
yeah,
way.
So far he's talked to us about... He told us about an argument he got with a scuba instructor.
Oh.
About because his fins didn't fit right, whether he was a size 10 or a 9.
Yeah.
That was one of his highlights.
I could not move through the water quite quickly enough.
Jeez. And he told us about a show he saw on TV in the hotel room.
yeah.
Something about...
Charles in charge of our days and our nights.
Yeah, Charles in charge.
Uh-huh.
Saw that episode.
Sounds pretty fun.
Does it? Sounded fun?
Well, you got to go scuba diving and I guess you had some hotel time. I don't know.
I think Dave told you the story of his honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
Which was not quite the same as, I suppose, mine.
Oh, I thought we had a great time.
Well, we did. We did have a great time.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we watched a little TV and we did a little bit. I mean, I watched a TV. I angled it toward my bed.
You had two separate beds, did you?
That's a room we got. We did a Hotels Tonight.
And we did Hotels Tonight and we were given a green room. Yeah. It was, we decided we wanted to be.
To really spread out?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we went to Maui. It was really beautiful. I ate a ton of fish, drank a ton of pretty drinks, walked the white sand beaches.
I ate white bread. I had a warm Sprite, and I did a Segway tour.
You did a Segway tour?
She walked the beaches. I did a Segway tour.
Yeah, I didn't go to Hawaii to do a Segway tour, no?
Yeah.
Plus, they scare me.
The Segways?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
George Bush fell off one famously.
Exactly.
Okay. Did you get to do any of the... I gave you the pamphlet for that helicopter ride,
oh,
like you could do Magnum PA.
Yeah, I wanted to do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I gave you all the info.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's not what we did.
No. I mean, I gave you... As a part of my wedding present, you two kids, I gave you a little voucher. You could have gone basically for free, minus tip.
Yeah. I didn't. I tell you what, getting up in that chopper, I don't know. That didn't really. I'm a ground guy. All right.
He's a ground guy.
We're talking Segways. We're talking those motorcycles with three wheels instead of two.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking. Laying down.
I was actually going to ask, because you're a ground guy, so you got back from the honeymoon like 2 weeks ago, because you took a plane.
That's right.
You did not take the plane?
No, I I got smuggled in on a got smuggled in on a boat.
What?
Yeah, my parents had got us, you know, wonderful first class, really romantic seats on the plane. I'm sort of a scared flyer too, so it would have been nice to have someone, but it's fine. I shared it with an old lady named Ida. She loved all the amenities of first class.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, you got the in-flight movie.
Mm-hmm.
What was that movie again? You saw
Closer.
Closer. You saw Closer.
I don't know what that movie.
Is that with Jennifer Lopez?
No, 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 no. Closer is with Jude Law.
Oh, I dozed off. What did I miss in Closer?
Oh, Ida. Julia Roberts and Clive Owen broke up, so Clive Owen went to a strip club and tried to seduce Natalie Portman because now Julia Roberts is with Jude Law.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm all... Ooh, this is a very provocative in-flight movie.
Very provocative.
The amenities up here in first class are incredible.
I don't...
Normally, it's PG movies. We bought a zoo and what the like. But this is very explicit.
Sorry to bother you. Would you like some in-flight reading? We offer complimentary in-flight reading.
Yes. My Kindle was destroyed earlier.
Oh my god!
Oh no! Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a Sports Illustrated. We've got Vanity Fair.
Okay.
We've got a Penthouse.
Oh.
And we've got Good Housekeeping. Any of those interest you?
I'll go with it. You go ahead, Ida. Well, what do you want?
I don't want to be rude. What month is the Penthouse?
Well, thank you for sharing that day.
Sure.
Let's get on to your story, Victoria.
Oh.
Is it also about Solvang? No.
No. I think maybe I won't tell a story about me and Dave. I dated this guy in college. We were both in theater, so it was like two dramatic people in a relationship. And we were in college, and I'm a very anxious person, and I, in college and all my life, have just been plagued by the fear that, like, everyone I love will die,
mm-hmm.
Just at any given moment. Especially, I, like, give a lot of credence to, I just had a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I should call my parents, and maybe that was, like, me realizing that they died and are, like, leaving this world. Oh. It's irrational.
I've had a little bit of that. Yeah. I can relate to that.
Yeah. So whatever. While we're dating in college, I decide, I'm like, maybe I'll go. You do like a free session with the counselor to like talk about this fear. So, because you can do that in college, they just have like an on-site person. So I go and I talk to this woman who's very nice, and I talk about how I like worry that my parents are older and that they're gonna die, and it like plagues me. It didn't really plague me, but I guess I thought about it enough. So I'm in there for about an hour. She was great. She didn't seem to think anything was super wrong with me. And I was like so proud of myself that I had gone to talk to someone, and I was like, God, this is irrational. This is just like me being a nervous person. So I walk out of the appointment and like get out my purse, get out my phone, and I have 14 missed calls.
Oh, shit.
Because the guy that I was dating who did improv, they were like on their way to a show. This isn't as bad as you think.
Okay, okay.
They were like on their way to an improv show, and they had gotten into a car accident, and everybody was fine. But he had left me so many, like, upset voicemails that I like had to get through telling me that they'd been in an accident. He was like clearly freaked out, but that eventually that everything was okay, and like all the work that I had just done was completely undid or like undone after after getting all those calls. But anyway, so then he and I broke up, not promptly after that, but eventually after that. We broke up and went our separate ways and like moved on in our lives. And then recently he reached out to me. And I've like seen him recently. He's a very nice guy, very funny. And he was living in Chicago at the time. And he asked me, he was like, "Hey, I've been asked to write this thing about past relationships for Valentine's Day." Mm-hmm. I'm like putting a piece in, I don't know, like the Chicago Tribune or something about past relationships. Would you care if I use that story of you going to the therapist and talking about how you were afraid people were going to die and I was like getting into a car accident at that moment? And I didn't respond to the text because I was like, no, this is such a good, great story. I don't want you to use it.
It is also your story.
It is also my story. I mean, he did do the right thing by like asking me. And eventually I think I saw him in person and I said, I mean, yeah, it's fine if you use it. I just think that is a good story. Like, I want to be able to use it someday. And he was like, no, you'll be able to use it too. So on Valentine's Day last year, Dave and I were out, and I see like in his Instagram, a link to this, like a snapshot of the thing that he wrote. And I go and read it. And it was something like, I dated, I don't know, like, it was all from his past relationships, and they were all, like, mishaps in relationships. But mine was, like, dating an anxious girl, or, like, something more dramatic than it was. And one of the parts was him, like, I did my best to, like, get her to get help. This was the setup for it. And it was so crazy.
Whoa.
It was so crazy. And I saw it on Valentine's Day. Then it was, you like think a relationship's over and it just keeps coming back to bite you.
Yeah.
No, but he's great. And,
I know what you mean.
He is a nice guy. But that was a crazy thing that happened.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is weird when you realize like who you are to other, not who you are to the people. And also, sure. I'm sure he flourished it or like.
No, it was definitely like done to make sense in the article or like make the article more interesting. But yeah.
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 And did he tell the story?
It was fun because. I guess fun because he had come to stay with me after I had another boyfriend and I had broken up. But the guy I had most recently broken up with, we were still living together, just like in separate bedrooms. So this guy came to stay with me out here. So I was just like spending the night in my apartment with two of my ex-boyfriends.
Toonie, come back. Just kidding.
And I remember they were both in the living room at one point, and I walked out, and it went quiet in the room, and I just, like, was so certain in my mind that they were, like, mouthing things to each other, like, oh, did you break up with her for this reason? Sharing secrets. It was great. It was fun.
Yeah. That's interesting. I feel like that's a hypothetical you hear a lot or whatever, right? Of like, what do you think if you had your exes all in a room? Like, what would they all sort of come to say the same thing about you? Like, better or worse of like...
What a fear, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of like, and is there something that they would all be... That I wouldn't see that they would all see or something? Of like...
Like the one thing that would make them all go, yes!
Yeah.
Like, or like, just nod in agreement or like...
Yeah, like their eyes go wide. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Has that ever happened to any of you? You're living with someone when you break up?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Many times?
Just once. But yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just us.
Okay. We did have another roommate and it was a 3-bedroom apartment, so like I moved into the other room.
Yeah.
Which was fine.
It's not a great situation.
No, it's not.
even though I got along with my ex, it was like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And it's not even necessarily like nothing that that person's doing or not doing. It's like all the stuff that's going on now in your head of like needing to be out of that.
Yeah.
You gotta just like cut that tie or whatever and get into this new situation.
Yeah.
Get like some fresh air or whatever that is for you.
But they're both wonderful people.
Yeah.
Both of my exes. I'm talking real shit.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Amanda. I used to date Jake.
I'm Deborah.
Deborah.
I also used to date Jake.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're on the Facebook group, right?
Yeah. I'm Rebecca. Yeah.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Deborah.
Yeah. Okay.
Dating? Dated?
I am in the present tense dating Jake. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Great. No problem. No.
Rebecca, this farmer's market's got some asparagus.
Yeah. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi. He's always looking for deals, isn't he? Going to the back of the farmer's market.
Oh, is that right? I don't know.
What? It's still better asparagus than you can get in the store.
He goes behind the thing. He says it's okay.
It's not good enough for the front. They don't want to put it on the front. It doesn't mean it's
not the most appealing asparagus, but he'll go back there and he'll...
Whoa. Oh, my God. Yeah. If I could... It's like a song in my head, I hear. It's like I've heard that so many times.
Okay, what? Hi, what's happening? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just meeting. Your names again?
Amanda.
Deborah. Right.
And you're Amanda. Rebecca?
Yep, that's right.
I think your dad had another Rebecca at one point.
Oh.
Sorry. No, before me, what? I'm saying.
Sure.
There was a...
Okay.
Well, this is almost like a...
Where's she at this moment, you know?
I think she's...
Hello.
Oh. Hey.
Oh. Right from behind the corn on the cob stand.
Hey. Rebecca.
Good to see ya.
Hey. I see you're still selling corn on the cob.
Nope. Selling corn on the cob. Eating corn on the cob.
Oh, boy.
Butter it up. Put some salt on it. Butter it up.
That's one of Rebecca's...
Wow.
Things, yeah.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm also Rebecca.
Oh, hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Where'd you all meet Jake? Was it also at the farmer's market? That's where I met him. I was playing a song.
You were playing a song?
Yeah, you know how they play music over on that end of the farmer's market?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he came up to me, threw a coin in my guitar case, and then the rest is history.
Well.
I think it was a dollar, but it's fine. coin.
They make a dollar coin. I wasn't necessarily saying that you were cheap.
Farmer's market. Okay. Yeah.
Just because I said you were looking for a deal. He's so sensitive.
Oh, my God.
Right? He's so sensitive. By the way, don't touch his hips. If you touch his hips, it'll give you a little slap on the hand.
Oh, my gosh. Have you learned that yet? You did that?
Just watch. It feels like...
See, he'll just slap the hand.
I'm sorry. It's a reflex, Amanda. It just feels like I'm being, you know, driven around like a cart. Why are you all here?
Look, I'm here because you asked me to come here with you.
Rebecca. I didn't mean to group you in with the rest of them. I meant, this is it's nice to see everybody, but we've probably all got our things to do. Your corn to sell, your songs to sing.
I'm not doing that here anymore.
What does Deborah do?
Your oysters to shuck.
He's got a memory like an elephant.
I like the farmer's market. I can't turn it off. And it's good for great deals, but I didn't think this was going to happen.
Wait a minute. Do you not do anything here at the farmer's market?
I don't. I just come here. I shop here. I didn't realize that was such a departure for you.
No, it's not.
How did you two meet?
Huh?
We met
at the farmer's
market. We met here.
Oh! Shopping here.
Oh, what? I was shopping, though. I mean, I came here anyway.
I don't have a type, okay?
I don't know about that.
What, I like people who are into, you know, small cooked foods, small grown foods. Hey. Okay. So, you know, you and I are having a nice time. We can continue our nice, you know, and we'll just go our separate ways.
Where did he take you for Valentine's Day? Where did he take you? I'm just curious.
Sure, yeah. He took me to Connie and Ted's, the seafood restaurant.
Connie and Ted.
Why? Okay.
Oh,
great.
Connie and Ted.
Great.
And I bet you he ordered himself the lobster roll.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, that's
rolls, plural.
He did.
Rolls,
he did.
Plural.
You're right. He did. And I thought that seemed excessive. You're right.
Yeah.
What?
Is this all just the same?
No.
Everything? Are you?
What?
Oh, buckle up for anniversaries, any romantic occasion. Guess where you're going.
You're going,
Connie.
Oh my God! They know my name there. It's a nice experience. Everybody likes it. It's like Goodfellas. We go in the back. They have a nice table set up. And why would I not get two lobster rolls?
It's like Goodfella. If Goodfellas was Goodfella,
okay,
you just go in there by yourself. They give you the royal treatment because you buy $40 worth of lobster rolls in one sitting. Who does that?
$20 a piece. It's not that. It's a great deal. Everybody thinks Red Lobster's where you go. And oh boy.
So I sat at our special table was a table that you've sat at least three other women.
The one in the corner for necking.
Yes. Wait, you necked with everyone? I thought that was like a weird old-timey phrase only you and I used.
No.
No.
He necked with all of us, and he loved it. He loves it. He loves necking.
That's how Rebecca One got into it. Look at that neck. She could peer all the way up from behind the corn stand.
They call it the stalk.
Yes, I like necking. Yes, Rebecca, what? Let's not give them numbers.
Yeah, let's not.
Jeez. Amanda said Rebecca won. Look, you were the only Rebecca, okay? And of course I like necking. I'm great at it. You had a good time. Look, I don't need to. We all have our routines.
Look at
and
he's
habits.
Turning red.
I just want to show you a good time, and that's the best time I know how to show you. You know, and we're building new memories, too, just because we've all done things differently. I don't just run through a playlist with everybody. Oh, boy. Here comes Gail.
Oh!
Hey, I just want to show you the article you gave me permission to write. Came out in the Chicago Tribune, and so I wanted you to get the first peek at it.
Oh, that's considerate of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Living with a smelly roommate when their life falls apart.
Oh. Wow. Wow. You.
Pretty great, right?
Gary, you.
What?
You pitched this to me like I was going to come off as like this quirky, fun, you know, adventurous roommate.
Yeah. I think that's all in there.
It's a smelly in the title.
Yeah.
You said nothing about smelly.
Well, you're quirky and you know, you use those oils, those charcoal oils in your hair, and it's, you know, it's got a scent to it. I go into detail about how it wafts through the apartment. What?
You took to the newspaper to talk about my scent wafting?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, look at the roommate I've got, you know? Like, I had to paint a picture. And you're, you know, what?
Okay, I mean.
Scented roommate? Smelly roommate? This is a catchy headline.
Yeah, I'd love it if it weren't about me.
Well, yeah. Okay, maybe you're quick to judge.
It was kind of me to let you write about my life falling apart.
We cut to the office the next morning. Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
How was your Tuesday night? Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks,
great.
Paul.
Yeah, I was just reading the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Came across a little article. And it confirmed something I had kind of thought about the last couple of years.
And what was that?
You're a little smelly.
Paul?
What?
What do you mean I'm smelly?
I'm just saying, like...
You're a nasty old man. You always have stains on your shirts. You think I'm smelly?
I don't...
I refuse to use napkins. They don't need to be tearing down trees for my hands. My shirt's as good as anything.
Okay.
All right?
He's eating a sloppy Joe.
Anyways, I know it's early. You want an SJ real quick? Sloppy Joe?
Oh, that sounded
like it could have been sexual. Mirinda, I gotta apologize.
It did. No.
I apologize.
No, thank you. I'm feeling a little worked up about this article coming out, and oh boy.
too much man witch in that one, but it was mostly sauce. I only had a little bit of beef.
Okay.
Can I tell you the truth? It's just one hot dog I cut up and chewed up and then put it in the man witch sauce.
Ew.
Mostly sauce.
You chewed it and then
I chewed up
and
hot
then
dog.
Took it back out of your mouth.
Gives it more of a beef like texture.
We cut to another day at the office. Hey, Miranda?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure working with you.
Thanks.
You've been a pretty good employee.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard, but I'm left because I got a book deal. I'm going on a book tour.
You got a book deal?
It's called Working with Doofs. How I was the boss of two smelly old sloppy Joe eating men. Now listen, I changed your name to Martin for the book. It's fiction but nonfiction. It's nonfiction, but I was allowed to zest it up a little bit.
People know who you are. They know that I worked for you. They're gonna know that that's about me.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But also, I felt like I had to share my experience. I mean,
why?
Because it's fascinating to walk into a break room and to see two people chowing down on SJs. And
he offers so many times. Eventually, you have to say yes, okay?
Well, you seem
also
to enjoy
it. Also, the relief
of
it not being a sexual act. You just say yes to anything.
Yeah. By the way, in the book, it comes across as a sexual act. I say they gave each other SJs. You technically did that.
You don't clarify that it means sloppy Joes?
I say there's beef involved.
Oh, hey, boss. Hell of a book you wrote. Hey, have I been calling you Miranda this whole time? But your name's Miranda? My bad. Anyways, partners in crime, you and I read that book. We're a couple of real tigers, huh?
No. No! No!
We cut to 2 years later inside an arc light. Okay. Hi, I'm Gary. I'm going to be making sure the screen time's running. You are sitting down for 108 minutes of 50 slops of Joe. I just want to point out that we've got a bit of a celebrity.
This is not happening.
This, as you guys know, it's originally a memoir, and based off of, if you look at J36, you're gonna see old Martin sitting in the sitting in the stands there. And
you can't do that.
Huh? What?
You can't do that.
Huh? I do what?
Call me out like that.
What?
My name's Miranda.
Miranda, yeah, but through the book. Right, Miranda, guys. The character. Oh, let's give a hand.
Wow. Hey, Miranda, is that you?
Oh, no.
They made a movie about us.
Oh, holy cow. That's the other guy.
It's SJ himself.
I got a restraining order on you. You're not supposed to be in here.
I ignored it.
Okay, so I'll just be in the back. If the picture sound is not up to your quality, come and find me. Let me know. Great. Enjoy.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah. Ooh,
hey,
yeah.
Gary.
Yeah. Hey.
What are they? What is this? Is this? Are they just put a DVD up there? Is this like 70mm?
Oh my god.
This would be 70mm. Yeah, oh. They shot this in 70mm.
Don't move down here. Don't move down here. Do not come sit next to me.
Do you mind if I
sit? You
beef falling out of his hands.
I'm a vegetarian now because you ruined my life. You ruined my life.
What?
Yes.
Oh my.
You god. And two other people.
You who? Your boss and. The other guy
and my roommate.
Gary?
This goes on for another hour and a half. He also works in the dark. This goes on for another hour and a half. The audience comes to their feet.
Incredible.
incredible. It was like I was right there.
SJ's for everybody.
Tammy, you're being paranoid, okay? You got a feeling in your tummy, okay?
Yes.
It doesn't mean that anything is wrong in your hometown.
How do you know?
Because it's just, honestly, I think you're trying to get out of work. That's what I think you're trying to do.
No, I'm not. I want to work. I don't want to have this feeling. I don't want to feel this way. But don't you think sometimes when like something, you know, that's connected to you cosmically happens, you can kind of sense it?
Maybe, but I've never felt that. I'm telling you. Come on, we gotta get this Staples office store in order. Okay, I think let's just. What, you're from where? You're from Pewaukee, Wisconsin? That's nothing happened in Pewaukee.
What? Don't say that. Now you're just like tempting the irony fairy.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
The irony fairy?
Yeah, the fairy who makes ironic things happen, like. You just said nothing happens there, and now six people will have been slaughtered at a shopping mall.
Okay, that sounds. First of all, if there is an irony fairy, that fairy drew the short straw because that's a bad fairy. But no, you're talking nonsense. Please, we need to get these office chairs all arranged.
Okay, just so you know, I don't actually like believe there's a fairy per se. It's just you know when something like that happens.
Okay.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
all
yeah.
gonna be
okay.
You're overthinking
I want this,
it.
You're right. I want this store to look good. I want it to look good.
All right. Oh, this one's only $45.99. Not real leather, but it'll do the trick. This one kind of looks like an Eames chair. Why would that be in here? It's not an Eames. It's a knockoff Eames.
But why would it be in here?
Hmm?
Why would it be in here? My dad loves Eames chairs.
So?
What? So maybe that's a sign.
I don't think.
You even questioned it. You even went, why would this be in here?
Yeah, I meant like the work chair area. Huh? What is happening?
I'm just telling, I feel like I need to check home. I need to check home.
If it'll make you feel better, fine.
It'll make me feel better. Oh, I just.
Why aren't these office chairs in order yet?
Good question, Mr. Henderson.
Sorry, Mr. Henderson.
No, we're getting there. We were just commenting.
Mr. Grumley, Ms. Dulop, you better get to work.
Okay,
all right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just having. I'm just having a little bit of. I'm just a little. I have a feeling.
Oh, is that your phone, Tammy?
It is. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You have to answer a phone call?
I do. If you don't mind, I just need
We're
to. I'm so sorry. I will.
In 9 minutes.
I know. I will set it all up so quickly. I promise. I just got to take this very quickly.
Oh my God. Office Max is going to take us.
No. No. Sorry. Hello?
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry, I had to call your phone. I couldn't get a hold. Is your coworker, Mr. Gromley, Tom Gromley there?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, this is his neighbor. There was a break-in at his house.
Oh my gosh.
They got into his safe and then they somebody found a sex tape of him in an Ennis chair and they put it on the internet. So I've been trying to get a hold of him. I think
gosh.
He needs to know it is blowing up on the internet.
Okay.
Oh, this one goes up and down.
I mean, he's here, I guess.
That's convenient.
Stop touching that.
What? What is your problem?
If you want to tell him where I can tell him.
Yeah, I think this call is for you.
On your phone?
Yeah.
You're bananas.
I'm not bananas. No. Something's happened. Something bad has happened.
Like what?
Well, I mean, would you believe me if I said there was a break-in at your place?
Huh?
Just talk to this guy.
Hello.
Hey, Ted, it's your neighbor.
Hey, what? How did you get my coworker's phone number?
Well, you don't. Why don't you have your phone on you? Is a better question. I had to
because
call.
I'm at work. I need to stay focused.
Okay, well,
otherwise Office Max is going to take us to the shit house.
Yeah. Well, I called the main line. They said you were setting up office chairs, and then I couldn't get through, and they gave me the number of your coworker.
What? What? Just spit it out.
Yeah, the sex tape of you in the anus chair.
Eames.
Yeah, now it's not the time to correct me.
Enos. Broke...
I don't know. I can't read it. It's just text on the internet. Anyway, somebody broke into your
what?
House. They got into the safe, and that sex tape of you dressed up as that fairy getting...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's all over the internet.
Well, what is going on here, Mr. Gromley? Miss Dulap?
Hey,
Sorry, Mr. Henderson.
I have diarrhea. I gotta go home.
Diarrhea and you have to go home?
Yeah, I got diarrhea. I can feel it. I gotta go home and sort some things out.
Well, you just use the bathroom we have here.
Well, I want to spare everyone that.
We're opening up in 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'll do it. Let him go. Let him go.
Yeah?
All right, you can get out of here. Fine.
Go to his house. There's detectives everywhere. Yeah. Fuck. You don't have to.
There's a police line, sir. We can't have you cross.
Come on.
The police
it's seat. My house. Don't you recognize me? I'm the one.
And the police fury. Officer like holds up his hands to mimic wings. Oh, yeah. I can kind of see it.
Yeah. Stop it. All right. That was one.
Okay.
It was a joke tape I sent to an ex-girlfriend in Hawaii.
I'm going to need you to sit with one of our detectives and describe the tape so that
why?
We
can... Why? Are you making me...
We just have to make sure that you are, in fact, the individual on the tape.
I thought...
You get a lot of pranksters coming in here saying, oh, this is mine, and trying to get some...
No, it's me.
Hi, so... sir. I'm Detective Simpson. Going to need you to...
Of course it's a lady detective.
Yep. Yep, these are just the cards we're dealt. Let's be
yep.
professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm gonna need you.
Not only
to...
a lady, my ex.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
How's it going?
Well, you know, it's been better. Been yeah. better.
Yeah, better for me too.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, well.
Why are you dusting for fingerprints?
Oh, you think it's a coincidence that two of your exes happen to work in the police station? Or do you just troll police stations for women detectives?
I don't know if you call it dusting. Troll police stations or getting arrested for minor crimes. Anyway.
I was trying to be nice about it. I'll just be dusting for fingerprints here while you describe the sex tape to your ex.
Well.
My head goes, a face goes from... A doorstop. A neck leans in. Yep.
Oh, look who we have here. If it isn't my ex.
Yeah, hey,
he's
Rebecca.
Got a big old piece of chalk drawing outlines around here.
Of what? There is no dead body.
Make sure you outline the chair. Outline the chair.
I'm on it. You got it.
I know you're all frustrated with me because I made a lot of sexy videos with me, a fairy costume, and an Eames or Enos chair. I know it's a knockoff. But I'm telling you, it was special for each one of you, okay? I promise, each one of these times it happened organically. Mm-hmm. Okay? It wasn't just me putting you through the ringer or...
Hey, I'm sorry. I just came on by here. Just saw there was a crime here. I just looked into a little bit. Did you say there was a knockoff Eames chair?
Yeah.
How much do those chairs cost?
Huh? The how Enos much? Chairs?
Yeah.
I bought this one for $8,000.
That's a steal, my friend. That's a steal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to? You can take it now. I'm starting to think it's a bad omen.
No.
I'll sell it for 10? No, 8? What
oh,
do you want?
Oh, 10. Oh, 10. Oh, he's getting... Get away.
I'm sorry, you can't buy this chair yet. It is evidence.
It's
and,
evidence.
Yeah. You can't just sell off evidence yet.
Okay. Why is it evidence? The evidence is the tape that got stolen. I'm the victim. Why is everyone treating me like an asshole?
Okay. I feel like we're kind of all the victims.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
You did this to harass an ex. You said so yourself.
Yeah.
I did. No, what? I didn't. I made a tape to please... To police next, you feel like it's harassment. Someone comes running in with the tape. guys, I got it.
Oh my God.
I got the tape.
Great.
Yeah, I think this is it. A couple of cigarette butts in the coils.
boy, God, there's a lot of trash in that tape.
Yeah, I don't know how exactly they did it.
Hot tamale?
Oh, God. Hot tamale? Yeah, I guess tamale that's a hot tamale. How did that get in there?
Oh, my God.
Could I borrow that tape? I've got a date tonight, and I would love it if I go borrow that tape. It's my favorite.
Excuse me?
I just wandered over here on one of those, hey, you know those, a skateboard. I wandered over here on a skateboard, and I was just wondering if I could borrow that tape. Come on, please.
This is evidence. Huh? It's evidence. What do you want to just borrow the tape?
Yeah, I just want to borrow the tape. I'm trying to get my date hot and bothered tonight, all right? We're going to do a little bit of necking. We're going to... I will give you $11,000 for that tape. I'll throw in a bag of walnuts.
Can I?
No. Well,
the walnuts doesn't change the deal for us. It's still evidence.
I know. The tape's... Unbeknownst to this idiot, the tape's online. If he's willing to buy the physical copy.
We cut back to Staples. These chairs are in no order yet. Miss... Dulap, what's the deal here? Office Max is gonna destroy us.
Mr. Henderson, I'm sorry, okay, but I'm doing it all by myself. And Office Max, Staples, it doesn't matter. We're both obsolete stores at this point.
What?
We see their faces, they dissolve. We cut back to outside of the store. They take off all of the Staples lettering and signs and put up athlete's foot. Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the meet.
Thank you so much.
We went a little long, but I was having a great time.
Yeah, that was so great. Fun.
The audience can live with that. Thank you so much for being on, for telling those stories, and for everything.
Of course.
Let's go around and plug stuff. Let's start with you, Victoria. So you're on Harold Knight, right? Team DiCaprio.
That's right,
in LA.
DiCaprio. Yep.
Like Leonardo.
Yeah, like him. I want to say it's not after him, but it probably is. So, because what else?
How could it not? Yeah.
I know.
I think that's funny.
Thank you.
Who cares?
Yeah, loved it. Yeah, we perform on Harold Knight. Come check us out.
Cool. Are you on Twitter or anything like that? No?
Not really.
Okay. So if you're in LA, check out DiCaprio and Harold Knight in UCB LA.
Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
That's right.
Yeah.
Free to students.
Back in my day, it was just Mondays. Sometimes you had to wait 2 to 3 weeks to do Harold Knight.
Oh, Josh, no!
Dave?
You can catch, what am I plugging? You can catch Bangarang doing some improv on Friday nights at 8 at UCB Franklin, and also John Wick 2 in theaters. I had a good time. Yeah.
You one of the guys that gets his ass kicked in that movie?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel too much, so it was a real joy.
What's the name of your video team?
Because
you just put out some stuff, right?
Yeah, we just put out some stuff. Gordon, you can see our Divorce Complex.
Yeah, there we go.
On UCB Comedy. There we go. Out of Staters. You can go check us out. And also, on Vimeo. It's called Divorce Complex from my team Gordon. And we got another one coming out in the near future called Weed Is. And we're real excited about it.
I saw some stills from that.
Yeah.
It looked like a weed short.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what it is because it looked like there were stoners in it.
Yep, we're gonna have several episodes of it.
Oh, that's
excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Jakey,
please come check out We're Gross with Gilly the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin, 9:30 in Los Angeles.
Awesome. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter. I'm always posting a new video. Not always. Once every 2 months, there's a new video up top there. You can like The Meat Improv on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you want to help out the show, go to boardwalkaudio.com/themeat. Click on support our artists and then shop on Amazon like you normally would. We get a little bit of kickback. We're trying to go on tour this year. We've already said that multiple times. But if you're in a city, anywhere in the country, and you want us to come out, teach a cheap workshop and do a show, we'd love to do that. TheMeatImprov@gmail.com.
Book them.
Thanks, Dave. State Bird does our music. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on
The Meat! The Meat!
Improv. I'll take you home.
A Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.